Halo, aku Chris. Papi, I'm Chris Chat. Segera dimulai. Papi. Chris.
Selamat datang di Bobbypedia, segmen khusus di mana Bobby akan bercerita lebih banyak ya. Jadi porsinya Bobby ini di khusus minggu pertama. Dan belajar bareng-bareng Sobat Boci seputar bahasa Inggris. Nah, segmen ini muncul setiap minggu pertama, jadi selalu ingat stay tune ya. Bagi yang kangen Bobby, yang kangen suaranya Bobby, oke, aku nggak mau panjang-panjang, langsung aku kasih ke Bobby aja. Oke, time is yours, Bobby.
Karena sudah masuk bulan Februari ya, Sobat Boci pasti tahu namanya itu Valentine. Valentine atau Valentine? Valentine. Nah, ya itu. Bobby jadi masih kecil, ya jadi nggak bisa merayakan, nggak punya pasangan. Chris juga masih single ya, by the way.
Gak usah disebutin juga begitu.
Ya kan gak apa-apa, promosi.
Ya gak usah juga. Lanjut.
Oh ya, kali ini Poppy akan membacakan sebuah cerita berjudul 20 Valentines dari Marianne Mallett Thornton. Diambil dari applesfortheteacher.com. 20 Valentines, wow, berarti Valentine-nya ada 20. Nah, kayak gimana ya? Penasaran kan? Selamat mendengarkan! 20 Valentines. Oh, said Millicent, watching the postman's blue coat up the street. I wish he will come here day after tomorrow and bring me 20 Valentines. Will he, Mitty? Jimmy Boy asked eagerly. Millicent shook her head. Or not, Jimmy Boy. I know only 6 little girls. I could not get but 6. Aunt Sarah was listening. She was Millicent's very prettiest auntie from the city, and she nearly always found a way to help. How would you like to send 20 Valentines? She asked. Millicent laughed. Why, auntie? I couldn't send but 6 either. I don't know any more girls. Besides, I haven't any more Valentines. Suppose I should show you how to make 20 Valentines and find 20 little girls to send them to. Would you like to do it? Millicent came running from the window with Jimmy Boy close behind her. I'd love to, auntie. Please show me right away. Love to, auntie, right away, echoed Jimmy Boy. You can help, Aunt Sarah promised. You can bring the mutilates while Millicent gets the scissors. When they came back with this, Aunt Sarah had a pile of gay pictures on the label and some sheets of thick white paper. We will cut this into hearts, she said, and you can cut out these birds and flowers and paste them on. Let's see which can make the neatest and prettiest ones. Jimmy Boy had to be helped a little in cutting out pictures, but he had learned to paste neatly at kindergarten. And his Valentines were so pretty, it was hard for Aunt Sarah to choose between his and Millicent's. It was such fun making them that Millicent almost forgot about the 20 little girls they were to go to. Who are they, auntie? She asked when she remembered. Where do they live? Away down in the city, Aunt Sarah explained. It's one in a little white bed in a children's hospital. I don't know their names, but I'll send them to the superintendent, and they will get them safely on Valentine's Day. You can't think how happy they will be. Oh, I just like to try to think, cried Millicent. I'm glad we made them so nice. The 20 Valentines went off in their white envelopes the next morning. On Valentine's Day, the postman brought Millie 6 from their 6 little girls and 2 from Jimmy Boy and Aunt Sarah. They were lovely, and there were some for Jimmy Boy, but they did not please the children nearly as much as a letter that came a week later. It was from the hospital superintendent and said, I wish you could have seen my dear little sick girls smile when they saw their pretty Valentines. they look at them all day and sleep with them under their pillows at night. One tiny girl kept hers in her hand. They all sent a big thank you to Millicent and Jimmy Boy. Next year, we'll begin sooner and make 40, Millicent decided. It's lots more fun than getting them, isn't it, Jimmy Boy? Nah, sekarang Bobby mau membahas beberapa kosakata sulit yang ada di bacaan yang Bobby ceritakan tadi. Pertama, ada eagerly. Eagerly adalah adverb atau keterangan kerja yang berarti dengan tak sabar. Kedua, ada besides. Besides, yaitu preposition atau kata depan, artinya tambahan lagi. Ketiga, echo. Echo adalah kata kerja atau verb yang berarti mengulangi perkataan seseorang. Keempat, mutilates, yaitu kata benda. Mutilates, kata benda atau noun, berarti getah yang digunakan sebagai lem atau perekat. Kelima, itu ada kata gay di situ, tapi ini gay ini bukan cowok suka sama cowok ya. Gay ini bahasa dulu, karena ini kan cerita zaman dulu ya. Gay itu kata benda atau noun, artinya adalah berwarna-warni. Keenam, superintendent adalah kata benda atau noun yang artinya sama dengan manager. Terakhir, ya ini bukan kata sih, tapi ini kalimat panjang ya yang disampaikan Millicent tadi. I just like to try to think, artinya kalau dari Chrissy bilangnya aku tidak bisa membayangkan. Nah, gimana menurut Sobat Poci soal cerita tadi? Tulis pendapat Sobat Poci di kolom komentar ya, biar bisa jadi lebih baik lagi. Jangan lupa pesan dari cerita tadi, agar Sobat Poci suka untuk berbuat baik kepada orang lain. Karena Sobat Poci tidak akan pernah tahu seberapa berdampaknya perbuatan Sobat Poci. Terus kembangkan potensi diri kamu. Bye-bye.